Down to Business with Bobby Kerr on News Talk.
Sponsored by Bank of Ireland.
So it might not be ice cream weather, but the makers of Magnum found themselves on the wrong side of the market sentiment this week as their stock value plummeted. The fall has been linked to the effects weight loss drugs have on demand for sweet desserts. I'm delighted that Ross Mould, he's the investment director at AJ Bell, has interrupted his very extensive planning and preparation of his Valentine's dinner to explain exactly what's going on. Good morning, Ross. How are you?
I'm well, Bobby. And all the planning's paid off so far. So I'm just waiting for the florist to open now. I'm in the clear, but I've been...
So she still loves you.
Yeah, so far so good. I'm delighted to say. I just need a couple of winners at Ascot this afternoon now and come back with a few quid.
Good man. Now tell us this. Is this really around weight loss drugs and Magnum, or is it more around that they were basically demerged from Unilever? They've had turnover problems. There's been performance issues here. What's the real issue here, Russ?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's interesting. Peter Tekulver, who's the Magnum's boss, he's actually sort of slightly downplaying the weight loss drugs angle thing. He thinks it's mainly a US issue and that the company will adapt and that people will still want treats, even if it's a smaller portion or a little bit lower calorie. So the company's actually coming out with bite-sized Magnums, bite-sized Ben and Jerry pieces rather than obliging people to sit in front of a full tub. So he thinks they can adapt to that. So he isn't too worried. I think what really upset the market was that, for once, for a better turn of phrase, the company's first set of results were just a bit of a dog's breakfast because they were very, very messy. And it looks as if the breakup, the demerger from Unilever, you know, everybody knew there were costs coming, but I think they were just a little bit bigger than people initially thought.
Yeah. I had noticed as well that trend towards the smaller Magnums, people buying them and bringing them home to their freezers, where it's like just two or three bites rather than the bigger bar that they used to have. So I thought that might be indicative of the weight loss drugs. But I am hearing a lot of talk about that there's so many people using these drugs now that it has had impact on menus and on how people actually socialise, because people tend to drink less as well on these drugs.
Yeah. I mean, Heineken actually said exactly that this week, Bobby. They said that they saw global volumes down last year. And yes, we know that inflation has taken a big chunk out of people's pockets and they're aware of that. But and you've got generation issues in that some of the younger generations aren't drinking as much. But Heineken did flag weight loss drugs as a reason why they thought people might be drinking less. And over here in the UK, we've heard Greggs say that, the snack seller, famous for its vegetarian and meaty sausage rolls. They've said they're seeing people either come in less or ask for a smaller portion or look for a smaller portion snack or even a healthy one. So I think we definitely are seeing some impact from these GLP-1 drugs. And I wouldn't be surprised if Magnum were to see that impact, even if at the moment their boss says he's not too worried.
Wow. So if you go to Greg's, you only have one sausage roll now as opposed to three or four. Some people might not indulge in.
Yeah, I mean, the prices have gone up a lot. Even in Greggs, the prices have had to go up because, you know, the national minimum wage has gone up, their utility bills have gone up. I mean, in the old days, and I hasten to add, Bobby, I never tried this, there always used to be the rule that if you bought £5 worth of food in Greggs, you'd struggle to get through it. Whereas I think now that's probably a little bit easier than it used to be.
Well, listen, enjoy your day at the horses and enjoy the Valentine's dinner later on, Russ. That's Russ Mould there from AJ Bell, a great contributor on stock market issues.
Down to Business with Bobby Kerr.
Sponsored by Bank of Ireland.
Saturday morning at 8. News Talk. Conversation that counts.